Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Hey, everyone. Hey, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy BGG Radio. It is a wonderful, wonderful day here in Southern California where I am at the moment till the next stop. And it is Wednesday, May 22nd. Wow, this year is flying by so fast already. It is definitely a wonderful, wonderful day here. 12 p.m. here in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego, Los Angeles. 3 p.m., 3:01 to be exact, Atlanta. And we are back. It's that time of the month. Time to get those tax and financial tips going. At Kalithia, you can follow me on Twitter, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Become a member. And today is the day where we get educated, and we have Miss Debbie Snelling back with us. Welcome, Debbie.
Excellent. Good to be here.
Are you hearing me clearly? I'm sounding kind of low to myself with my headsets on. Can you hear me clearly?
I hear you fine.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, how's Atlanta?
Atlanta's wonderful, beautiful, mid-80s today. You know, it's hard to be mad.
So much going on. I just want to send our condolences to the families out in Oklahoma. There's just so much going on, and a dear relationship of ours also. I just want to send our condolences out for Mr. Jeffrey Taylor with the Alex Thomas Foundation. His niece was vacationing, or his cousin, I'm sorry, was vacationing out in Hawaii for her birthday, and they found her body, unfortunately, but definitely want to send our condolences because there's just so much in the atmosphere right now. So our condolences to the families out in Oklahoma, and our condolences from BGE to you, Jeffrey Taylor, and your family. So Debbie, it's that time of the month. Tax season is over, but many of us have not filed, and I know many that's guilty of it. So you have some great information on the newsletter this month, and that was actually one of the feature articles. But as usual, we are going to start at the beginning, and listeners, thesnellingreport.com, everything gets spoken about on the air with Debbie during her shows. You can find more information at thesnellingreport.com. All right, Debbie, take it away.
Well, since you hit on, oh my gosh, I didn't file my return, what do I do? Well, the first answer is don't panic. The second answer is gather up your information, figure it out, calculate the return, and then once you know what you owe or what you don't owe, then you can make payment arrangements if you owe money. And truthfully, I've done this a lot for clients this year who hadn't filed for a couple of years, new clients who came in, and pretty much if you ask for a payment plan that is for 12 months or less, they pretty much rubber stamp that. Now, if you've got a larger balance due and it's going to take you longer than 12 months, you know, depending upon your circumstances, you'll have to submit financial statements and that kind of thing to make a determination. They may determine that you are in uncollectible status. I've got a client who owes a significant amount of money, more than twice of what she makes, and they've deemed her to be in uncollectible status. So we may make a determination so that it's no longer hanging over her head. What happens when it's in uncollectible is that basically it sits there forever until either you pass or you get enough money to pay it off. But it hangs out over your head. So you may want to do what's known as an offer and compromise. basically, the IRS doesn't want to throw you in jail. They want your money. And the reason these celebrities go to jail is because they yanked around with the IRS to try to make a point, and the IRS said, "We ain't playing with you."
Yeah, a couple of them. One big one is basing it recently, and one they just you know, she got some time for it or got some time for it. So, yeah, they just want the money. They definitely just want the money.
They just want the money, and if you don't yank their chain, they'll just take the money. They may they'll charge you a boatload in penalties and interest, but they don't want to send you in jail. They want taxpayers who pay their taxes. So don't panic. Just get it done. Not until you know how much you owe or how. You know, I had a client actually this year who hadn't filed for several years. And we got the dude a $4,000 refund. You can bet that he is dancing the jig over whenever he hears my name. So, anyway, so don't panic. That's always the first rule. Now, there is a time when you do need to, and I don't want to say panic, when you do need to worry a little bit more. This year, more than any other year, tax identity fraud has been, or identity theft, which is a tax fraud method, has been rampant. I had two clients who had their identities stolen. A buddy of mine who has been in practice for himself for over 30 years had like 10 clients whose identities were stolen. It just is rampant. And so what you need to do if you have identity theft is you have to contact the IRS, and believe it or not, you have to contact the FTC. And you contact one credit reporting bureau, not multiple. You don't have to contact all three. When you contact any one of the three, that one will notify the other two, which is, you know, which is right nice,
right.
But, you know, you'd rather you didn't have your identity stolen. It is often best to file a police report. And the only reason for filing that police report is so that if you go out and you apply for credit somewhere, you can go, look, my identity was stolen. Here's the police report. But be aware that identity theft is rampant. The IRS does not email you to ask you, please verify your Social Security number, please verify your address for the last 3 years. These are all fraudulent companies trying to find out who you are, fishing for names, fishing with a PH, and you should, I've actually reported a few. I started to say you should disregard them. I've actually reported a few and forwarded to the IRS's fraud division because I'm sick of this junk. And I actually got a letter in the mail the other day from something that looked real official, but I kept staring going, this logo for the Department of Treasury is wrong. They actually, it was just a fraudulent company who had sent it out and said, we need information to be able to process your refund. And I thought, well, first off, dude, I haven't filed my return. That's what extensions are for. Secondly, nobody pays me to do my own tax return.
Right. They don't know who you are.
Secondly, that they've gone to such an effort. I'm always amazed by people who spend so much energy coming up with all of these really creative ways to steal. When, frankly, if they're that smart and they just did it legit, they'd make a lot more money. Anyway, I'll quit whining about that. Return prepare fraud. On our list, what we're doing now is we're going down our Dirty Dozen tax scams. So first we had identity theft. Second, we had phishing. Third up, we have return prepare fraud. There actually was a guy in Cartersville, Georgia, this week, who lost his ability to file tax returns, he and his brother. They were opening joint bank accounts with their client, having the refund sent to that bank account, and then stealing their client's money.
Wow.
There's a form that you have to sign whenever you ask for direct deposit that says, yes, this is my bank account.
Right.
And if you can't get a bank account for whatever reason, often there are bank products that you can use, or you can have them mail you a check. But do not open a bank account with anybody else so you can have your tax refund put in there, because that's somebody else. It probably going to rip you off.
Right.
All you got to do is watch an episode or two of Judge Judy, and she'll make that face at you and go, are you stupid?
boy. I think she would say it a little more
scarier than that. Judge Judy.
Yeah, a little more ferocious.
Yeah, like, woo, okay.
See, I'm laughing at it. I'm not sitting up there going, oh, you are wasting my time.
That's more like Judge Judy, right? Don't waste my time. Get out of my courtroom. That is so hilarious. So, like you said, there's payment options, ways to pay, make a payment. Don't panic. They can gather past due return information. So for those that can't pay in full, like you said, they can make the payment option. We already know they don't want to put you in jail. They just want their money, and they will work with you. The IRS will work with you, you know, in your terms, and you know they understand everyone's going through a lot of hard times and economy downfall, so they would work with you. They will charge you fees because they are about the money, but they will work it out for you. So pretty much, they need to just call you, Debbie Snelling. TSR Tax, TSR Consultant, and definitely get on board so you can assist them with that. Now, it says, there's a question on here, what will happen if you don't file your past due returns or contact the IRS?
Well, that kind of tends to be when the IRS gets ugly with you. They have to kind of hunt you down. You go into a different bucket than the guy who came to them. And frankly, this is true of your creditors as well. The guy who calls me up and says, gosh, I'm going to have through a hard time and I can't pay my bill and I'd like to make payments with you, is a whole lot more likely to get me to go, oh, all right, I'll work out something with you, than the guy who I have to call and go, dude, where have you been? I need my money. If you don't file a return, and you get notice after notice after notice that you ignore and ignore and ignore, eventually what will happen is the IRS will prepare a return for you. And then you will start getting notices that say you owe us this money. Now, when the IRS prepares a return for you, they do not give you the benefit of any deductions. You don't get your itemized deductions. You don't get your standard deduction. You don't get your personal exemption. Here's how much you paid, or here's how much you earned, rather. That puts you in this tax bracket. Send us the money. So you do not want them preparing a return for you. You want you to go out, and you want you to prepare a return, and you want you to contact the IRS, and you want you to say, here's how much I owe. I'm sorry I have been late. And frankly, sometimes you can get penalties waived. Very often you can get penalties waived. I had a client who fell off a roof and broke his back and became a paraplegic. And he didn't file his tax returns for a couple of years. Well, he had a really good excuse. So when we eventually filed his tax returns, we asked the IRS to waive all the penalties related to it, because being in the hospital and fighting for your life is a really good excuse.
Right.
So the penalties got waived. There are other reasons that you can get penalties waived. We had a taxpayer who filed a return on time but left a form off, and, you know, we were able to get those penalties waived. So, you know, again, they're not – if you make them mad, it's just like anybody else. If you make them mad, they put you in the bank bucket of, these are the people we're not negotiating with. These are the people who went to jail. I'm trying to remember the karate guy who went to jail. I can't remember his name. But,
he's,
you know,
talking
Red
about,
Fox.
What's his name?
Yes, that's who I'm talking about. Is
Blade. We call him Blade.
Yeah, the guy
who Blade.
Blade.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, that's exactly who I'm talking about.
Lauryn Hill just got caught up in that also, and it looks like, don't quote me on it, but they are after Mary J. Blige also. So, yeah, they're serious.
Lauryn Hill most recently went to jail, and Mary J. Blige is in the news recently for like a $3 million tax bill or something.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, they're serious. They are definitely serious.
Know, but if you are not playing with them, they are not playing with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you play with them, then the game is afoot, and they're going to throw the full force and weight of the federal government at you. And that
right.
is weight that you do not want thrown at you. This is why it's such a very big deal that the IRS held up these nonprofit applications. I mean, this is the full weight. I mean, there's just almost nothing that this entity can't do. They can take your money. They can garnish your wages. They can take your house. They can take your car. They can screw you up royally. Do not play with them.
They can shut you down. They can definitely shut you down.
They can shut you down, and they can throw your butt in jail, and you just don't play with them. Don't ignore it. I'm sorry.
Right. No, you're fine. It's true. And you know, you mentioned earlier a lot of the tax fraud going on, and it's funny because it's not funny, but I think I was reading it on CNN Money, some of the most outrageous tax fraud. I mean, that's another serious issue, too, where they are not lenient on. I mean, some guy was reading, like, hiding his some of his statements or whatever in, like, seasoned octopus. It was just outrageous. And another guy was hiding, like, burying gold coins. And so, you know, you got on here for this month also, just to go back on that, back to the tax scams, you know, don't be fooled. And, you know, a lot of people are out there that do hide their income, and, you know, the tax scams involved with the Social Security, identity theft, which is big, the phishing, like you said. But one that really stood out to me was the, which one was that? One you just said. Here we go. Frigorous argument.
Frivolous arguments. Yeah. You know, honestly, I've got a list of those.
What is that? Oh, my goodness. What is that?
Well, reasonable arguments are, frankly, mistake or is ignorance of the law is one that they're always going to throw out. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. There is, my favorite one is that the 16th Amendment was not properly adopted. I had a conversation about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago with a guy who believes that the 16th Amendment, which is the one that allows the government to assess an income tax, was not properly adopted, and that therefore he had no requirement to file a tax return because the government had no authority. Listen, when you make that defense, the IRS puts you in that list of, fool, do not play with me. People go to jail for that. And I'm trying to remember the name of the guy. I want to say his name is Jacobs, something Jacobs, but I can't remember the name of the guy who puts this full. You know, I had somebody who said, hey, look him up. And I went, oh, he's in jail. So who else you got that you want me to?
Right. I just never knew that would fall under and they would consider that a tax scam. So my point is, you just got to be very careful, just be upfront and honest, work with them. They would definitely work with you, you know, because like you said, they just want the money. You know, they don't want to have to go through all those hoops. But I didn't even know that fell under, you know, a scam, and people would even have the energy to even want to do that.
Well, the IRS puts out a new article about it every year. You know, they say that paying tax is voluntary, and they therefore choose not to pay. Well, you know, it's voluntary to the extent that if you don't pay, you go to jail. Then there are lots of arguments about what's income and what's not income, and people argue about what's a citizen. And if I live in the District of Columbia and in the federal territories, like Guam or Puerto Rico, that's not part of the United States. You know, come on.
Right.
Did you get to vote in a federal election? You don't get to pick and choose.
Right.
You know, what's a person as defined as it? And, you know, the only employees subject to federal income tax are employees of the federal government. Really? I mean, golly. then there are people who claim that they shouldn't have to file. This is a good one. I don't have to file an income tax return because I plead the Fifth. I assert my Fifth Amendment rights.
Four, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Fifth. Oh, wow. Wow. Well, Debbie, as a recap, so people don't panic and know it's all good. Just let them know why they shouldn't panic and go ahead and let them know how they can contact you and get more information on what we just spoke about.
Well, you can contact me. Go to our website, tsrtax.com. Hit contact us. Go to our website, thesnellingreport.com. Hit contact us. Reach me on my office phone at 404-944-3172. I think I told you earlier this year, if you type in Debbie Snelling as a search on the Internet, I'm the whole first page.
Mm-hmm.
You can't reach me. You can get me through Facebook, where I'm Snelling. I'm Debbie Snelling. You can get me on Twitter, where we're Snelling Report, as opposed to the Snelling Report, because that was too long. So Snelling Report. Get our newsletter. My gosh, our newsletter is fantastic, and that's much of what you and I talk about is contained in our newsletter. So the newsletter is at tsrtax.com. All you got to do is put in your email address, and all we do with it is send you the newsletter. We don't spam you. We don't fish you. We know that eventually you're going to go, golly, those people are good and know what they're talking about. So we ain't mad about that.
Hey, they can definitely follow you on Twitter also, correct?
Follow us on Twitter. We're Snelling Reports. And I also have a group on Facebook called Tax Tips for Small Business. So you may want to go to Facebook, Tax Tips for Small Business, and ask to become a member of the group. It's easy to reach me if you want to reach me. The hard part's knowing how to spell my name, which is Snelling, S-N, like Nancy, E-L-L-I-N-G.
And it's 12:22 here on the west side of things, 3:22 Atlanta on air with Debbie Snelling with the Snelling Report, your monthly Snelling Report tax tips. Tax and financial tips that put you on the path of success. Now, Debbie, now for those that many, many of us out there have household helpers, you know, there's now two people working in households, you know, longer hours, longer days, longer weeks, so forth. Paying taxes on household helpers, tell us about that.
Well, and this is often referred to as the nanny tax, and I can't remember if this came up during the Carter administration or the Reagan administration, but it's been around for quite some time. And it basically, the point of it is that those household employees that you have ought to be able to collect Social Security one day, and they ought to have to pay taxes on the income that you pay, on what you pay them. And, you know, here's the rub, is, oh, by the way, but you don't get a tax deduction. So that means you've paid taxes on it, and they paid taxes on it. So the government wins twice. Woo-hoo! But the real argument when they came up with the nanny tax was that by requiring the nanny tax, it allowed those people to be eligible for Social Security when they retire or become disabled. So a household worker is your employee if you control not only what is done, but how it's done. And truthfully, that's pretty much all the time. But, you know, about everybody who comes into your house, you say, I want you to clean here and here, and I don't want you to go there. I want you to take care of my baby, but, here's where we keep the stuff. And you pretty much tell them what to do and how to do it. But if the worker controls how the work is done, then the worker is self-employed and not your employee. So, or if they come through an agency, then they're an employee of the agency. So you need to be careful a little bit. So let's say we've got a couple of examples here in the newsletter at tsrtax.com. And you pay Betty to babysit your child and do light housework 4 days a week in your home. Betty follows your instructions about how to do the housework and what to do for child care. You provide the equipment and supplies. She's your household employee. Now, on the other hand, you pay John to care for your lawn. So he offers lawn care services to other homeowners. He shows up, he brings his equipment, he shows up, he does what he does, and he goes home. He's not your household employee. So the whole point, again, of the nanny tax is, and here's what happens, is that it really is that you pay Social Security and Medicare for them. So you file a tax return. I believe, actually, I can't remember if he filed that quarterly or if he filed that at the end of the year. But you pay payroll taxes on it. You give them a W-2 at the end of the year, and that way you're reporting to the IRS everything that you've paid, so that way they pay the taxes on it. Remember, a lot of what's happening the last couple of years with tax codes is about, because we have computers now and because you can send it in and so much is there, it allows them to cross-check and send those notices out that say, you should have filed a tax return. So you'll pay Social Security, which is 7.65%. You'll pay, which is Social Security and Medicare, at 6.2 plus 1.45, respectively. And you also have to pay federal and state unemployment on it, so that if you fire them, believe it or not, they're eligible for unemployment. So in theory, you should take out federal and state income tax. I got to tell you, I don't see most people doing that, but according to the law, you do, but it depends upon the pay scale and da-da-da-da-da. So the deal is, there is a nanny tax. You do have to pay income. You do have to withhold their taxes, particularly Social Security and Medicare. You have to pay your part of Social Security and Medicare. You have to file tax returns. And don't forget, because, by the way, if you don't do it, there's, as with everything, there's penalties.
Mm-hmm. Penalty. Now, always something. But there's always a way to work around it. There's always a way to work around it. And that's why they need to hire professionals as yourself to be able to take care of that for them. Now, another thing, just going back to the taxes, a lot of people, filed their taxes, did what they needed to do, and they realized there's a mistake or they forgot to add something. Give us, some quick information on filing an amended tax return.
And that's a great thing. I actually had a client who, the day after we filed their tax return, said, "Oh, we just got a 1099. I can't believe it." So what you do is you file for your personal return, you file what's called a 1090X, 1040X. And for your corporate return, you file an amended return. There's a box that you check. Your same thing with your partnership return. But, again, you calculate, here's what it was, here's what it should have been, and please send me a refund or here attached, please find a check for the balance due. So it's not a bad thing. It's not a hard thing. The hardest thing is making sure you have all the stupid attachments attached. You have to attach a copy of all the pages that changed, and you have to have a copy of the as filed pages and a copy of the as amended pages. So it's an interesting thing, but it's very doable. It is a very doable thing to file an amended return. We do it all the time. Again, search for Debbie Snelling, go to TSRTax.com, go to Facebook, Debbie Snelling, send me a message. That's often how you and I communicate, is that you send me a Facebook message and I go, blah, 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 whatever it is. So, it's a great way to communicate with people. So, a lot of ways to get in touch, but file amended return. Again, it's not the end of the world. It just is. It's just another thing that you got to do because you're a grown up.
Right. Well, Debbie, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I want to speak a little bit about, it's vacation season. Kids are out of school. People are going on vacation. It's summertime. And vacation time is about to take place, but I would love for you to share how many can use it as a tax deduction. And then we're going to go ahead and talk about your next Atlanta Business Mixer, but we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer, is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Social media is not as fast and it's becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there is always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do you not have time to manage your social media network? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more at Social Yours.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wordlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
And welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio, on air with Debbie Snelling, The Snelling Report, your monthly Snelling Report, tax and financial tips that put you on the path of success. At Kalithia, you can follow me on Twitter, also with Debbie, at Snelling Report, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Become a member if you are not already one. Keep in the loop of all the great things to come and the great things that are happening. Now, Debbie, it is Summertime, and people are going on vacation. The kids just got out of school, and people are heading out. Now, many people don't know you can use your vacation as a tax deduction. Speak to us, Miss Expert.
You and I have talked about this a bunch, and here's the thing. In order for it to be a tax deduction, it has to be business-related. In order for it to be business-related, you have to do some planning. So, make your business appointments before you leave for your trip. You want to have at least one business appointment before you leave in order to establish the prior set business purpose required by the IRS. So, you also need to make sure that your trip is business travel. That is to say that your travel expenses when you travel are 100% deductible. Your meals are 50% deductible. That's going to, you know, travel expenses include tips. So you want to make sure that you establish, you've got on your calendar when your appointments were, you get the business cards of whoever it is with whom you meet. My husband and I, although we didn't take it as a business trip, we easily could have. We actually just got back from a trip to St. Simon's Island, where we went down to look at some real estate. We sold a house recently, and we're looking for a property to replace that income. And we saw what we thought was a great house that was down in, it was in St. Simon's Island, and so we went down there to take a look at it. Every day that we traveled, we looked at real estate, and we therefore would have been eligible to deduct the mileage that we drove down there, the hotel that we used to stay at, all of the meals that we had while we were there. If you're flying, you deduct the airfare. And remember that you don't have to have receipts for your travel if they are less than $75. So except for lodging. No matter how much it is for lodging, you have to have your receipt. So pay attention, plan. If you sandwich weekends between business days, then the cost of staying in the hotel over the weekend is deductible. If you have a business trip that's even if it's only as little as an hour away, and because of traffic or whatever the case may be, I'm trying to see if you had a I had a meeting, and this happens a lot. I used to do audits, financial audits. And so what I would do is I would just stay over the weekend. I'd get a week-long rate on the hotel, and I'd stay over the weekend, and I would spend the weekend, you know, being a tourist. And hopefully we'd get off early Friday afternoon. We very often did not, but hopefully we'd get off early Friday afternoon. But that gave us the whole week is tax-deductible, the whole weekend is tax-deductible. Yeah, and it has to be legitimate business. So, you know, so sandwich your weekends in. Make sure the majority of your trip days count as business days. So if you're a travel day counts as a business day. So if you're traveling, whether it's airfare or whether it's driving, I don't like to fly anymore because it's so crazy going through security. So you going back to it from... So with to and from Georgia to California, you got to fly all the time. So fly day is a business day.
I'm starting to get the routine really down pat. Ooh, boy.
Yeah, I bet you are. You know, I always cite my favorite example. And much of this is assumption. It wasn't my client, but I saw what he was doing. There's a Mexican restaurant where the owner of the restaurant likes to do scuba diving and take underwater photography. And what he does is that he, and again, I'm making a lot of assumptions, wasn't my client, he would put out a calendar which featured his underwater photography. The calendar was used to advertise the restaurant, and on the bottom of the calendar, on every page, it had coupons for the restaurant. So he took what is otherwise a completely personal thing, and he turned it into a completely tax-deductible thing. So the cost of the boat is tax-deductible. The cost of all of his cameras and back in the old days, film. Nowadays, it's whatever digital processing he uses. The cost of the airfare, I think I already said the cost of the boat, the cost of his scuba equipment. All of these things, which are otherwise personal expenses, became tax-deductible because of the cleverness that he used in coming up with a business reason to take these trips and to do scuba diving and to do underwater photography. For me, it's the most beautiful, brilliant example.
Right, right.
Now, I also had a cruise many, many years ago. It was done by tax advisors. It was a tax cruise seminar, and it went up the Inner Passage in Alaska. And so on the first day, we had a mandatory meeting in the bar, but it was mandatory. You had to go there, and when you were there, they passed out materials for the tax seminar. And when we were in open ocean, we had the tax seminar. And when we went to port, we left and we spent the day being tourists. But everything that I did for the entirety of the cruise, including the cost of the cruise itself, was tax deductible. And on the last day, we had a mandatory meeting in the bar where we had to turn in our test scores and get our CPEs, our continuing education certificates. And the only way that you could get it was to go to the mandatory meeting. So we had a day at the beginning, a day at the end, and some days in between that were exclusively business. And, oh, by the way, the days wedged in between all of those work days were tax deductible because I had to be there in order to make the business happen.
And that's the way you have to do it. It may take you a little, you have to be strategic, but it all pays off in the long run.
You have to be strategic, you have to plan, and you have to document.
Yes, always keep a paper trail. Now, you have your upcoming Atlanta Business Mixer for the month. Tell us when, where, or when's the next one. Let everyone know more about that and how they can become a part of that awesome group that you have.
It is the Atlanta Business Mixer, And the Atlanta Business Mixer will be held on June 13th, which is Thursday, in Atlanta, Georgia. It'll actually be in Sandy Springs at the Hudson Grill the Hudson Grill Sandy Springs. And I'm trying to remember the address for it. So give me a moment. I'll get that while I keep yammering. But you can go to ABM0613, that stands for Atlanta Business Mixer 0613.eventbrite.com. And I'm going to set up a promo code. Actually, I think there's already one out there called BGE, obviously, for Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And if you put in promo code BGE, you will get a free ticket to the Atlanta Business Mixer. It includes hors d'oeuvres. Yeah. It includes hors d'oeuvres. There's a cash bar. And obviously, we'll have at least 100 people. And we suspect we'll have closer to $200 or $300 people this month. And a great way to get out, promote your business, network. If people don't know you, they don't know to do business with you.
Right. And it's such an awesome group that you have. So that is absolutely awesome. Yes, you guys hear it. BGE promo code. Get on over there and meet some great, real business people that you can link up with. Debbie has an awesome business, monthly business mixer out in Atlanta. So for those of you there in Atlanta, I'm going to post that out also, Debbie, so that they can know and come join you guys.
And we just started promoting this month's event, I think, yesterday. We've already got 52 who have registered. So they're going fast.
Well, Debbie, you know, each and every month we are just excited to have you join us with your expertise. It's always so refreshing to know that you put us on that path of success. I think we pretty much hit everything for this month. You know, now that tax season is over, just, you know, more that, oh, gosh, what do I have to do the last minute things, or what do I do if I didn't file? And you pretty much hitting those points. And, of course, they can get on over to the SnellingReport.com for more information. But go ahead and let everyone know how they can contact you once again and follow you.
Go to for the newsletter, which is what you and I talk about every month. Go to TSRTax.com. TSR stands for The Snelling Report, which is another website that we have. It is also, my Twitter name is just plain Snelling Report without D. So Snelling Report on Facebook. We have several groups. We have the Atlanta Business Mixer. We also have, and it's a great site, our Facebook group, Tax Tips for Small Business. So if you're in business, I actually got a little lax after tax season and quit posting every day, and I'm getting back in the mode of posting every day. So every day we try to post a tip on another way to save you money. Reach us at tsrtax@gmail.com or call us at 404-944-3172.
Awesome. And you're going to kill me, but girl, how about I never knew that's what TSR stood for?
It's the Snelling Report. It throws people off because they're expecting a hard T. They're expecting, you know, Tom Snelling Report or something.
Right. And, you know, complex deep thinkers like me, we just don't get the easy things at time. And I was sitting here when you said that, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. So that's just awesome. Well, as I always say, Debbie, it's just absolutely a blessing to have you join us each and every month here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. At Snelling Report, you guys, please be sure to follow her. At Kalipa, you can follow me on Twitter, buildgrowandenjoy.com. You guys can get more information on Debbie on there also. We have her, actually, your RSS running on the front page of Build, Grow, and Enjoy for all those across the globe. Can kind of read up on the newsletter, so we have it running on our site. So, Debbie, with that, we are going to conclude, but is there anything else you'd like to share with us for this month? Because we got to wait a whole another 30 days to talk to you.
Well, there are. The newsletter also includes some tips about QuickBooks. We do QuickBooks training and consulting. We do Peachtree training and consulting. I'm in the process, even as we speak, of doing payroll checks. So we do payroll, contact us for accounting, bookkeeping, tax, all of that stuff. We're just wicked smart.
Well, just awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, Debbie. This has been great information. We look forward to you coming back to us next month with the Snelling Report, our monthly Snelling Report that puts us on the path of success. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And there you guys have it, Debbie Snelling, the Snelling Report, your monthly Snelling Report. Tax and financial tips that put you in the path to success. And yes, I'm going to say I've said that probably about four times, but you know, it's the law of repeat. You're going to get it in your head because one business professional that you definitely want in your life, especially in your business. Get on over to thesnellingreport.com for more information, how to contact Debbie, and to definitely reach out to her if you are in need of her services, which I know many of you guys are. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. I will be back on the air actually next Wednesday. Memorial Day is on Monday, so happy Memorial Day to each and every one of you guys. I'll be back on the air with a hot leader in Atlanta, Miss Nairobi Moss with a knee. Huge HIV organization in Atlanta, and she has some things to share with you guys. I know you guys see a lot of that coming on the air because we have some big things coming with that issue in Atlanta. But till then, on Friday, you can catch Jiggy Jag on air. He has Christy Vogel, marketing direction, huge BP marketer. She's been on Fox Business News. I mean, UFC, she's marketing for the BP. The Disney, I mean, this lady is no joke, and she has some great information to share with you guys when it comes to marketing. And then on Saturday, Jay Wilborn is back, Socially Yours, with her co-host, Ross Dixon, with a really super, super hot guest, Yende, I cannot say his last name, but I'm going to give it a try, Alakioi, you guys know him. He's with Howard Stern. We actually met him out in Radio Inc. Conversions Award. He was one of the keynote speakers. Millionaire Matchmaker. Many of you guys saw him on television. He's going to be joining to speak on his platform, Hitch Radio, which gives access to 20,000 radio platforms, and you can kind of follow all your people and what they're listening to. Really cool platform when it comes to the digital side of everything. So you guys have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Happy Memorial Day to each and every one of you guys. And as I always tell you guys, build, grow, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.